Hello everyone, this is Ian Along and thank you very much for tagging along with me on this episode. It's as always, it's been a long time since the last time I had my podcast episode, and noticeably, and this is the quote-unquote good thing about being in an having an independent podcast, but it's also disadvantageous on my part, no? Kasi there are people, there are potential captured audience na kapag nakikinig sa'yo week in and week out, tapos biglang wala. Biglang wala ka ng ilang buwan. So, hindi sila baka mawala sila. Pero sa mga nakikinig sa podcast ko at sa mga nakikinig kahit na isang segundo lang, kahit isang minuto lang, thank you very much for tagging along with me, no? Kasi not to get the people here, kasi then I also have a day job and there are also other priorities that need to be taken off. Kung things would have been different if I'm treating this like a career of sort. Right now, if you notice, there's a bit of a cut on that one. So yun nga, nakakatuwa na people are appreciating. I appreciate people for listening for one minute or kahit a few seconds lang, kasi it took your time. So, and besides, on my end, I have a day job, as I mentioned earlier. I have a day job and I have other priorities, and this is also the reason why I didn't push for I'm not still pushing for looking for podcasting production if there are any. I am seeing and hearing some so yun nga, hearing sa, pero I decided not to, although it's tempting to do so. Kasi if I will make the time, I can. Kaya ko, pero kasi it's a mixture of things, and based on the mixture of things that was given to me, I decided not to. But maybe malay ninyo, diba? There's still the possibility, and babalitaan ko kayo sakali. And on that note, may mga nagsasabi na ito ako naging natin narinig to siguro from time and again in time, since time memorial, hindi immemorial ha, kasi baka iba, they're putting words in my mouth, no? Since time memorial ha. may mga nagsasabi when people had been overthinking and saying wanting to explain themselves, even if they are no longer needed. People say, no need to explain. No need to explain. Tapos may mga na-encounter din tayo ng mga tao na, can you explain it briefly? Yan, mga ganyan, ano? Yung mga no need to explain, can you explain it briefly? If you will sum those words up, pwede yung merong elevator pitch mentality ang mga tao. Yung mga ganong klaseng tao sa'yo. May mga tao kung merong elevator pitch mentality kapag kausap ka. Na para pagang, habang kausap ka, yung isang paa, palayo na. While sasabihin, well, you cannot please everybody. Well, this podcast is an example of that. I'm calling it out because I will not please everybody. Because I'm not here to please everybody. But it's not calling out that kind of behavior per se. Kasi you cannot control others' preference of you. Diba? Others' preference of you. People will, there are people who will consider your, only few people will consider your words as of value. Dapat patagal na matagal, you need to remind yourself time and again. So, bakit ka pa nag-expect? Bakit as a podcaster, bakit ikaw ay isang verbal or outspoken na tao? Why the need to still express it? Since no, only few people will understand. Only few people will, only few people will explain, will listen to your explanations. Why still express yourself even amidst those variables? Or is it really explaining? Or just expounding what you have learned? Nagpapaliwanag ka ba? Nagpapaliwanag ka ba? And granted, nagpapaliwanag ka ba? Masama ba yun? And granted na napapaliwanag ka and you're expounding it. And other people do not see the value. But there are other people who sees its value. Ang dami ng tao sa mundo. There are so many people out there. At least in the Philippines, Filipinos living in the Philippines, we have at least more than 110 in population. And I, if I'm not mistaken, around 45% or near 50% of the population are young adults or singles, di ba? Ngayon yung mixed yun yan. Hindi ko na alam yung updated yung figures, no, and I don't have my outline with me on that one, no? Pero the thing is, we have a significant population of young adults. Diba? Young adults who have different views. Millions of them. And the reason why we, if there are 300 people, if there are few people that will not listen to you, there are other people who will listen to you. Just recently, I had a conversation with somebody. And I had a post. I expressed that we need to trust the Lord. We need to trust people the way we trust people the way how we trust the Lord. Kumbaga, I expounded it further na kapag magtitiwala ka sa tao ayon sa buong tiwala mo sa Diyos. While it is true na ang tao nagkakamali, tao ay nagkakamali, pwede ka nakuhin, pwede ka, pero magtitiwala ka sa tao kasi magbibigay ka ng chance o tiwala sa tao kasi may buong tiwala ka sa Diyos na siya ang bahala. Ngayon, kung biglang naloko yan along the way, yun yung point nun eh. May niloko ka along the way, pero kasi God will guide you or bibigyan ka ng discernment o bibigyan ka ng circumstances or bibigyan ka ng situation na kung saan hindi magpupush through yung mga transactions, no? May example sa ko dyan, pero yun nga. And then the point is, this person stated na nakarelate ako kasi recently bigla akong nag-overthink. Salamat iyan. I'm not saying this to raise up myself. marami akong there are people in my past, in my past crowd who taught me in that fashion. Mga hindi na naka-move on sa mga young adult version natin. Alam mo, may mga ganyan tao, no? People who cannot move on to the past version of ourselves. So, that's why tapos ako ang lalabas na hindi nakaka-move on, calling them out. Diba? Tapos may mga iba na kaibigan yung mga yon. So, they feel that they're also attacked. Which in reality, hindi. But, kumbaga, dahil kaibigan nila yun, it's their choice. But anyway, that's another part of the story. That's another story. There are people who want, going back to our, to the topic that I wanted to talk about, yung sales, yung elevator pitch mentality na ibinibigay sa atin, kasi nga, nagmamadali sila sa atin. Pero kasi, the need to express ourselves is embedded in us. We may not be outspoken, we might be as talkative. Alam nyo, minsan may mga taong narinig lang talkative, masyado ang negative bias, no? So, we can express it, we can project, we can use another means to do that. We can express it in another form, in a constructive form. People had mentioned Taylor Swift time and again. Oh, yung mga heartbreak stories niya, sa halip na, yung mga heartbreak stories niya, pati yung kay Juan Carlos. Pasensya na po, ah. Hindi po kasi ako, hindi ko po kasi siya masyado napapakinggan, eh, no? So, and this is JK na lang. Oh, JK pa yun. Yun nga, so Juan Carlos. But anyway, this young man, they have used their self-expression in a way that it hit big. Yung mga ibang tao, sinasabi nila na si Taylor Swift daw, I'm not a Swiftie, by the way. People say, wag ka magiging girlfriend ni Taylor Swift, gagamitin kayo sa compositions niya. Well, yung composition niya, nag-hit, kumikita. Oh, edi kumita siya. Ginamit ang pain para kumita siya. Tapos ngayon, isi-shame niya siya. Diba? Tapos iba, isi-shame niya siya. Kasi palibasa, may support group kayo. Manel mo na, no? Diba? Pero totoo naman eh, yung mga taong nag-judge kay Taylor Swift for being bitter on her breakups, lagi na lang siyang he's been in multiple relationships, and by the way, hindi lahat ng nasa taong maraming dinate ay masamang tao. Hindi natin kilala si Taylor Swift, pero hindi lahat. Some are not really blessed in a position where they can finally settle down to a partner. I'm not making this as an excuse, no, mga katagalong. I'm not making this as an excuse for you to date in a multiple fashion. Pero sabi nga ni Ed Lapis based sa interview na kay OG Diaz, na yan mga yan eh, hindi naman yan nakipag-relasyon para i-break sila. Iniisip nila na nakipag-relasyon sila, they have in mind na sila na. And kaya tignan nyo, sa mga fundamental Baptist dyan, sa mga fundamental Baptist dyan na masyado sa purity culture, consider it, no? Kaya maraming pupunta kay Ed Lapis, no? Kasi alam ni Ed Lapis, kasi he knows ang the reality of things pagdating sa multiplayer, na iba hindi pinagpapala, we're not blessed na sila na yung partner agad, na if they will turn back the hands of time, they will turn back the hands of time, they would have stayed in one relationship ano, unless na may iilan na talagang ganun, ano, multiplicity of relationships, ano. But anyway, bakit ako napunta doon? Pero sana may napulot kayo doon, ano. Yun nga. Going back to, may napulot kayo doon sa off-topic kayo, ano. Minsan, sa off-topic tayo nakakapulot ng kwento, ng punto, eh, no? Hindi sa mga, ano, eh, para mga exercise. But anyway, hindi lahat ng bagay ay, hindi lahat ng bagay ay elevator pitch. Not everything can be explained in an elevator pitch. May mga iba kasing tao, ayon yung mga taong ganun sa buhay mo, mga taong ganun, unless na empleyado sila, unless nakasama mo lang sila sa trabaho, then go with the elevator pitch, like elevator pitch mindset, nakakausapin mo lang sila na may exit, go. Pero hindi lahat ay elevator pitch, hindi lahat ay nakukuha sa elevator pitch, not everything is elevator pitch. If people around you that is away from your work is having an elevator pitch mindset towards you, kindly reconsider your friendship with them. And thinking about it, sila ba elevator pitch makipag-usap sa ibang tao? I've been seeing people on social media, the very same people who do not have patience with me have all the time to sit down and have dinner with other people. Yan yung mga, di ba, nagme-message tayo, ilalike lang nila, like nila, parang sinasakyan lang ako. Ito sinasabi nila, nagpapahaging si Ian. Oo, nagpapahaging ako. Pero, as an illustration of the point, while I understand that not ever, we are not everyone's cup of tea, but not everything is elevator pitch. Kaya nga yung mapagkaganon ng taong kausap mo, or na alayo sa trabaho mo, na ni co-worker mo, or you're not in a crisis situation na kailangan maiksilang mga sinasabi, kasi hindi naman lahat crisis situation, ano? Not everything's crisis situation. The magagadget si Stephen, COVID yan sa inyo, di ba yan, ano? Baka magagadget si Stephen, COVID yan sa inyo kung buhay pa, kasi di ba may, kapag ikaw po urgent lahat ng mga ginagawa mo, lahat, kasi may mga bagay na important but not urgent. Pero kanimba, kung lahat ng pinapagawa mo, lahat ng bagay ginagawa mo urgent na important pa, eh may problema sa ano mo, sa priorities mo. Kasi dapat mayroong important pero hindi urgent. Kung lahat ng bagay tingin mo lahat important, lahat urgent, may problema sa priorities mo. Kasi meron dyan na pwede mong ipagpabukas, pero important siya. Pwede mong ipagpa isang linggo, utay-utay mo lang. Diba? While I'm not, while people around me will say na Luke was talking, but those people say Luke was talking will agree with me. Na, yun nga. You're not everyone's cup of tea. No, you're not everyone's, we need to acknowledge to you, you're not everyone's cup of tea. We also need to emphasize that not everything is elevator pitch. There are things that need to be explained carefully. I remember an engineer an electronics engineer, if I'm not mistaken, who said that engineers and scientists are need lengthy words. Lengthy words to do something in operations. Kasi may mga bagay na hindi mo pwedeng paiksiin. Hindi mo pwedeng paliwanag ng maiksi. Kahit sa trabaho, ha? Kahit sa trabaho. Yung elevator pitch, ginagamit lang yun sa elevator. Diba? Pero may mga bagay na kapag piniliwanag mo, kailangan merong expounded version yan. Bakit? There will always be context. There will be yung process, yung operations. Tanggalin mo isang sentence dyan, tanggalin mo isang salita dyan. Fine. Wala. Sira ang ano mo. Biro mo, kakasama rin natin. Sobrang mainipin natin. Diba? We do not have the patience as if we are billionaires. We do not have patience. We have an impatience of a billionaire. And in fact, even billionaires, they only are impatient with something that is not of value to them. Ulitin ko, to them. Kasi other people, what is valuable to others may be valuable to you. Oh. And I do not need to expound that. At least in this podcast. There are things that needed lengthy explanations. There are things that needed at least concise explanations. And people who are always, pagkausap ka, parang nagmamadali sila. And you know what's the, eto, nanaputo na naman tayo, no? But you know what's the funny part on people who wants, who is dealing with you in an elevator pitch manner? They have all the time in the world to others. And doon nga papasok na since, okay, you're not my cup, you're not, I'm not your cup of tea, okay lang yun. Sasabihin na, eh, bakit sinasabi mo pa, you don't need to say that. Well, you're not my cup. Well, it's my podcast, it's my episode, it's my post. I didn't go out of my way and mention in private. I use my own wall at my expense. I use my podcast episode at my expense. Trying to express myself and making it as a lesson. Iba sasabihin na, hugot base. Eh, kumikita si Taylor Swift eh. Kahit na inis kayo, sige, yung mga taong inis kay Taylor Swift, for example. Inis kay Taylor Swift, for example. Pero, dent lang kayo eh. Pasensyahan kayo. Kaya, iba, kaya inis kay Taylor Swift. I'm not a Swiftie again. Kaya inis kay Taylor Swift kasi, yung hugot niya, kumita siya. Ito na lang, no? Why not just listen and validate? Why not just listen? You were listened to anyway. Unless hindi ka pinapakinggan sa talambuhin mo. Diba? People who have no patience and go elevator pitch with you have all the time. And the very same people who have all the time for a post work or post post activity dinner, post activity lunch. Ang haba ng oras ng mga yan. Hindi yan eat and run. Hindi eat and run. Sige. Hindi eat and run samantalang sa'yo elevator pitch, diba? But again, not everything is elevator pitch. Totoo, hindi ka choice ng ibang tao. Totoo yan. Not everyone is a company. Pero, kung ililiteral nito, ulitin ko, kung ililiteral mo yung mga sinasabi nila, it's also, it's already a defeated purpose. Not everything is elevator pitch. Not everything is important and urgent. Some are important, but not urgent. Some are important, but not urgent. kung puro lahat crisis situation na lang pagkausap mo, may ano eh, may mga taong ganun eh, na pagkausap mo, busy ako. Pero makikita mo pagdating sa chismisan, they have all the time. Again, that's a proof that the elevator pitch treatment that you are experiencing right now, if ever you have, is purely preferential. Any person who is really, really, really busy, pagka lunch niya, pagka after lunch, bigyan, aakit na yung mataas. They will not wait for the boss. Minsan kasi, di ba, may mga bosses na kakakasama mo sa break time, no? Minsan kasi, these bosses, they have the luxury na nag-extend sila ng lunch, nag-extend yung lunch hour nila, lunch break nila. Nag-extend yung lunch break nila. Eh, kapag minsan nakakasama ka sa mesang ganon, hindi ka makalis out of respect, mga ganon. Out of respect, so kahit na lumalagpas na sa lunch break, eh, syempre, luxury ng boss yun. So, these people are staying. Some people are staying, but if the person is really, 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 really busy, if the person is really, really into the elevator pitch mindset, aba, pagkaakit ng lunch niyan, pagpatapos na, aakit na yan. Or, pupunta na yan sa workstation niya. Even if the boss is still speaking. Kasi may mga, halimbawa, may mga facing yan eh. I have witnessed that with bosses. They understand. Even if they're speaking. But the fact that some people are staying and extending tapos pero sa iba, may elevator pitch mindset sila. It's an indication of preference. Huwag mo din silang gawing preference. Sa mga taong nagsasabi sa'yo na no need to explain, pero ang haba-haba ng mga, kumbaga ang haba ng bonding time, hindi sila kailangan magsalita ha, yung bonding time lang, ang haba ng bonding time sa iba, it's an indication. It's an indication ng relationship sa'yo. Somebody has to say it eh. Somebody, kumbaga, kahit hindi ako magsalita, mga katagalong, some people will say it anyway. Oh. Some people will say it in other forms, fashion, and in other modes of self-expression. Kaya nga ako nang not everyone is okay. You're not everyone's cup of tea. Hindi ko say ba yan? Somebody will say it anyway. And since it was impressed upon me to say this anyway. Somebody has to, since I have the, it was impressed upon me to talk about this, why not? In my own podcast, in my own walk, in my own time. Not disturbing other people. Diba? Not disturbing other people. Not messaging them in their own wall. Sa Facebook. Not privately messaging them. Since ganun na nga nga, no, edi, that's good enough. I think that's good enough to express myself on this topic. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're not everyone's cup of tea. Yes. While we're not everyone's cup of tea, not everything can be brief and concise. Not everything is elevator speech or elevator pitch. Some needs expounding, some are purely technical terms that needs to be explained, or there are steps necessary, words necessary, technical words, lengthy words necessary. And some, if you take out one word, one sentence of the narrative, it can be made concise as possible, but it will still come out as lengthy because it needs scenarios, explanations. Look for people. Look for, when this happens, away from work, look for people who will, who may not need your explanation on this end, ladies and gentlemen, at katagalog. Look for people who are patient enough to listen to you. People who will not mention everything in elevator pitch. People who have patience and time to listen to you. There are millions of people in the Philippines, millions of people in the planet. You will find one. You will find one, two, or even many who will listen to you, who will not treat your words that it needs to be mentioned in an elevator pitch fashion. People who have patience to listen to you. Yes, there are some people will say that most people don't care. Yes, most people. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or even 10 are not most people. Thus, I'm telling this time and again, not everything is elevator pitch. Thank you very much for tagging along with me. It feels good. Looking forward, and feel free to comment on my page, and feel free to message me at ianalong@yahoo.com.ph and at ianalong, no small, all small letters, no spaces, on Twitter /X, and on Instagram at Ian and Amy, AMIE. So all small letters, no spaces. So thank you very much for tagging along with me.